coming up. It's been claimed that there were 10 ambulances backed up at Letterkenny University Hospital this afternoon. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles have hit a TV tower in the capital Kyiv, killing 5 people and forcing a number of channels off air. Donegal County Council has today revealed details of where €70 million in roads funding is set to be spent in Donegal this year, and the head of the HSC says a number of changes have been put in place to deal with challenges in recruiting new staff. Good evening, Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport. We're turning to our top story though, and it's been claimed that there were 10 ambulances backed up at Letterkenny University Hospital this afternoon. This equates to 3/4 of the entire fleet available to Donegal in any given day. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who's also chair of the Regional Health Forum West, says the situation appears to have hit crisis level. Councillor McMonagall says this in turn could lead to delays in other emergencies being attended to, and he's demanding urgent clarity as to whether extra resources are being called in.
It seems to be at crisis level today. I was up at the accident emergency and I seen for myself the ambulances queued up awaiting to offload patients. It's a very worrying sight, to be honest. It is inundated with patients awaiting to be seen. I don't know how long we can put up with this in Donegal and how long that the hospital can cope with the numbers that are turning up at accident emergency. But I'm really concerned today that if there's 999 calls, what will the time be before people receive an ambulance when they send for it? I'm at the minute trying to get in contact with the ambulance service here in the county to find out if they have introduced an emergency mode or of operation, or if they brought in extra crews to put more ambulances out on the county roads.
It's clearly an evolving situation, and one that you've also mentioned that appears to be happening nationwide. It might not just be confined here to Donegal today.
Yeah, apparently there's a surge in ambulance calls across the country, and a lot of ambulances are hooked up at various hospitals. But I'm also being informed that this is an isolated incident. This occurs a lot more regularly than we would think. And, you know, it's something that we've been raising over this last while in relation to the amount of services and resources that the ambulance service certainly have here in the county to deal with the demands that there is. But once again, we see the shortages of beds and resources at Letterkenny University Hospital.
Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles have hit a TV tower in the capital Kyiv, killing 5 people and forcing a number of channels off air. The country's foreign ministry claims it's located near to a Holocaust memorial complex, calling it evil and barbaric. A 40-mile-long convoy of armoured vehicles continues to surround the city, while the eastern city of Kharkiv has been targeted by rocket fire again today. Videos posted on social media appear to show protesters blocking Russian military vehicles. Well, war crimes are being committed in Ukraine, according to the Taoiseach. Micheál Martin was speaking as the European Parliament overwhelmingly approved a motion to speed up Ukraine's call for membership of the EU. Two Irish MEPs, Claire Daly and Mick Wallace, were among just 13 Parliament members to vote against the motion, with 637 in favour. In the Dáil, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said Ireland will support Ukraine and Russia's actions have made the EU vulnerable.
All that is now vulnerable. If you look at the scale of Putin's forces on the European continent, be it naval, be it air force, be over 150,000 troops with missiles and every type of advanced weapon, can we honestly say it won't go beyond Ukraine?
A Ukrainian woman living in Letterkenny says shock has now turned to reality. Oksana says she thought it was impossible in 21st century that the events witnessed in Ukraine over the past 6 days would ever occur. She told Greg Hughes today that given the actions of Vladimir Putin, no one knows what the world will be like tomorrow.
No one believed in it. Till the last moment, everyone was thinking we live in the 21st century, that's impossible. That's impossible. They just come and went as that shooting. But he just did it. And it's like the shock first 2 days probably gone. And now reality and everyone in the world see that. That's happening. And I think it's a big sign for European community and other countries to see that Ukraine is just one country. Who will be next?
The Donegal Intercultural Platform, meanwhile, is coordinating a number of events to support Ukraine and is also gathering first aid and other essential materials to be shipped over there by a Dublin-based company. On today's 9 till noon show, Paul Kernan of the Intercultural Platform urged any Ukrainian people in Donegal to make contact with them. He said the materials being sought show the seriousness of the situation across Ukraine.
There's a Ukraine-Ireland export business based in Dublin, and they're organising a truck of mainly medical and sleeping bags and similar goods today. And we are liaising with that group because we suspect that there will be a greater need for sleeping bags and medical equipment. I mean, it's sort of tragic to see. We asked them, what do they need? And they said, first aid kits, sleeping bags and tourniquets. Mm. So it sort of tells you the awfulness of the humanitarian crisis. So we will be liaising and we'll be putting word out through social media and with colleagues and other community organisations, just so people know where they can help and how they can help. One other thing I would say, if there are any other people from Ukraine living in Donegal, to maybe make contact with the Intercultural Platform, we may be able to offer support. We might maybe just go and visit family, reach out and really offer what assistance we can, that people shouldn't feel alone.
Donegal County Council has today revealed details of where €70 million in roads funding is set to be spent this year. A number of recent allocations already announced by the likes of the Department of Transport, the TIA and the NTA make up the combined total. Michaela Clark has more.
The Department of Transport funding will allow the Fintra Bridge and Road Realignment Project to complete the CPO process and prepare for the construction phase. Included also is funding to advance the route option stage of the Letterkenny Southern Network project. TII funding will allow for continued progress on the 10T Priority Improvement Project. A number of TII allocations have also been received for new projects, which include the route from Gore to Hork to Fulcara, the N15 at McGrory's Bray and N15 Cork Ham Bends. The TII has allocated €2.5 million to commence 5 new strategic greenway projects and to progress the Inishowen Greenway from Muncrana to Bridgend and Newton Cunningham through the planning process. The €5.6 million in NTA active travel funding will allow 80 separate projects to progress, 37 of which are construction stage. One of the larger NTA projects, located at Cathedral Quarter in Letterkenny, has also attracted co-funding from the Department of Transport for road improvement works.
The Vice President of the GRA says the attack on a Garda in County Cavan has sent shockwaves throughout the force. The Garda stopped a car in the Black Lion area in the early hours of yesterday morning when he was held at gunpoint and dragged into a car. The unarmed Garda was subsequently assaulted, doused in petrol and dumped on the roadside. Vice President of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, says while Gardaí serve the community, they too need to feel safe doing their job.
What happened could be replicated. The circumstance in which the Garda is working on their own. Across Donegal, we'll have guards tonight, tomorrow night, every night, working on their own a long way from backup, so we need to examine our work systems and say, is there more that can be done to minimise these risks and to educate and train people to keep themselves safe? Because if the community are relying on the guards to keep them safe, we've got to keep our own people safe before we keep the community safe.
The head of the HSC says a number of changes have been put in place to deal with challenges in recruiting new staff. Paul Reid says the health service needs to recruit 9,500 people a year just to stand still. Staff turnover and retirements mean the health service would need to recruit almost 20,000 new staff this year to meet its funded recruitment targets. The HSE came before an Oireachtas committee last month after details of an internal meeting with Department of Health officials described recruitment targets as fake. Paul Reid says the HSE has taken on 35,000 additional staff since 2020.
Yes, we have to recruit any given year 9,500 people just to stand still to manage that churn. But we have incrementally in the past 2 years added a further 12,500 to our workforce. So for next year, we are funded up to an extra incremental 10,000 of our workforce. It's a very challenging market and we've set out some of the challenges in that market for healthcare workers. We'll be striving to achieve the best that we can towards that number.
COVID restrictions are still needed in nursing homes, according to the head of Nursing Homes Ireland. People no longer need to wear masks since yesterday in shops or on public transport. However, they're still advised to wear them in healthcare settings. CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly, says COVID outbreaks still happen.
People are not as sick, but obviously there is a concern because once COVID gets into a setting, as you know, it has a huge impact on the residents. And I suppose critically, if COVID is introduced, you know, residents have to isolate. So what we're trying to do through our guidance is to work with members to continue to wear face masks for the duration of a visit in all nursing homes.
Donegal County Council has received official notification of the amended defective concrete blocks grant scheme regulations. The regulations were signed last week by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. Eamon Tornsey has more details.
Three changes are being introduced to the redress scheme under the amended regulations, which Donegal County Council say they are committed to implementing as soon as possible. The changes are in relation to recoupment of engineers' fees, essential immediate repair works and stage payments. Over the next few days, the local authority will be liaising with the department in relation to the detail, as well as arranging briefings and training for staff and updating the required processes to enable a streamlined implementation of the changes. The council is asking homeowners to bear with them over the next few days. Homeowners will be contacted directly in relation to their application. This is expected to commence before the end of this week. In respect of homeowners who are awaiting recoupment of engineers' fees, those waiting the longest will be looked at first.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport. We say good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. We'll start with colleges soccer today, and the LYIT are going to the top flight of the CUFL as Division 1 champions, having seen off Dundalk IT on penalties in the league final in Belfast today. The Letterkenny side led twice with goals from Pat Lowry and Joel Gorman, but Dundalk were able to respond to force extra time and then spot kicks. Matthew Gallagher starred in the shootout, saving two penalties, which gave the LYIT the win. Both sides had already gained promotion to the Premier Division as they qualified for the final. Well, LYIT manager Shane Byrne was naturally very pleased with today's performance.
Aye, great, Kelly. It's great to get the wins. They kept us waiting for the last minutes. We went one up in the game, and I'd say slightly against the run of play, we went one up really. Dundalk started really well. And we came back, and we were going up. We came back to one each. Then the game went extra time, we went 2-1 up, and in the second period extra time they equalised and it went to penalties, and we beat them in penalties. Matthew Gallagher, two great saves in the penalty shootout.
Anytime, Shane, a match goes to penalties, it's obviously the pressure's on, so you always need your keeper to come up trumps, but you also need the people taking the penalties to be cool under pressure.
Do you sure they can? We missed our first penalty, and then they went up and missed it away after it, and you know, there was nothing talking here. Matthew came up with two saves for us and kind of got us on the line. You know, the rest of the penalties were good, but all. But I thought, you know yourself, it's a bit of a lottery when it goes to penalties. But cracking game, in fairness, here for the neutral, really good game.
That was Shane Bourne there. Well done to the LYIT. They're the CUFL Division 1 champions, so well done to them. In other news, the college's ladies Gaelic football team play University College Cork in the Moynihan Cup semi-final. That game throws in at 7.15 at the DCU Sports Grounds in Dublin this evening. And in schools, Gaelic games in Columbus College of Stranorlar, there were All-Ireland semi-final action today. Their senior boys were defeated by Ennis Tymon CBS in the Connacht Centre of Excellence. 3-12 to 6 points was the score there. And Colossia na Carriga played their refixed Fall Cup final today. They were defeated by Ballybay Community College in Irvinstown, 6-16 to 8 points. In other news in soccer across channel, there are growing calls for Everton to cut their ties with sponsor Alisher Usmanov. The Uzbek-born billionaire has had his assets frozen by the EU following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Usmanov's holding company USM has naming rights to Everton's training ground, and a company he owns, Megaphone, is Everton's shirt sleeve sponsor. Usmanov says he'll pursue all legal means to protect his reputation. And Everton could find themselves in the Premier League's relegation zone tonight. A win for Burnley at home to Leicester would see Frank Lampard's side drop into the bottom three. Everton have already received an apology from Premier League referees chief Mike Riley after they were denied a penalty by VAR against Manchester City at the weekend. On the pitch elsewhere, Middlesbrough, they'll look to continue their giant killing form in the FA Cup tonight. They welcome Tottenham Hotspur to the Riverside in the fifth round. Elsewhere, Premier League leaders Manchester City, they go to the Championship's bottom side, Peterborough, and Crystal Palace, they play Stoke. In the Championship tonight, Cardiff City, they play Derby County. And in the Irish Premiership, Coleraine, they play Larne. In athletics, World Athletics have announced that Russian and Belarusian athletes have been banned from all upcoming events. It means neither country will be represented at this month's World Indoor Championships in Belgrade, nor the summer's World Championships in Oregon. Russian athletes have been able to compete as neutrals due to their federation's ban by World Athletics since 2015, but that loophole has been closed. In rugby, 11 Irish players have returned to their provinces ahead of this weekend's United Rugby Championship matches. Ian Henderson is one of four Ulster players released from international duty. A total of 27 players have been retained by head coach Andy Farrell for a two-day training camp. Ireland play England in their penultimate Six Nations match on Saturday week at Twickenham. And Alan Wynne-Jones will join the Welsh camp this week to continue his rehabilitation from a shoulder injury. The captain's expected to miss the rest of the Six Nations, but will do some light training. We in Pivac's side are fifth in the table after three matches following Saturday's 23-19 defeat by England. In snooker, Mark Allen is in Welsh Open first round action this evening. He faces Ukrainian teenager Julian Boko. And Dubliner Fergal O'Brien, he plays Tipchu Uno. Already today there have been wins for Ali Carter, Ding Jung Wee and Hassan Vafai. Finally, for this evening in boxing, preparations are well underway for a busy evening of boxing action in Letterkenny this coming Sunday. The County Donegal Boxing Board, in association with An Garda Síochána, are presenting a major inter-county boxing tournament as Donegal take on Derry. 14 contests are scheduled, with the first bell at 5 o'clock. Well, that's it. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Returning to news now, Gardaí and Donegal are encouraging people to review their home security in light of an increase in burglaries. Over the weekend, there were four break-ins in Inishowen and one in Lifford, which Gardaí believe may have been linked. A business premises was also targeted. Greg Hughes has more.
The back door of a house on Conyborough Road in Lifford was forced open on Friday evening between 20 to 5 and 7:30 as some of cash and jewellery was taken. The front door of a house at Manez Cottages in Burt was forced open on Saturday between 4:45 and 20 to 7. Nothing was taken. A short time later, the rear window of a house at Eilochbeg Burnfoot was forced open between 10:02 and 7:10 with a pair of sunglasses taken. Also over the weekend, a house on Main Street, Newtown Cunningham was broken into and ransacked between 8 o'clock on Saturday evening and 10, with cash and jewellery taken. And a house at Carinamadi Spinog Burt was broken into between 6 on Saturday morning and 4:20 on Sunday afternoon. A small sum of cash was taken. Meanwhile, a business premises at Drumminer Buncrana was broken into between 5 on Friday evening and 6 yesterday morning, with a number of items taken.
now, continuing dry and mostly clear this evening. Tonight will be largely dry with clear spells. However, it will turn cloudier towards morning with isolated drizzle patches developing. Lows of -1 to +1 degrees with frost forming early tonight, but temperatures will rise overnight in a light to moderate easterly breeze. Closing headlines now, and it's been claimed that there were 10 ambulances backed up at Letterkenny University Hospital this afternoon. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who's also chair of the Regional Health Forum West, says the situation appears to have hit crisis level. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles have hit a TV tower in the capital Kyiv, killing 5 people and forcing a number of channels off air. The country's foreign ministry claims it's located near to a Holocaust memorial complex, calling it evil and barbaric. War crimes are being committed in Ukraine, according to the Taoiseach. Micheál Martin was speaking as the European Parliament overwhelmingly approved a motion to speed up Ukraine's call for membership of the EU. And Donegal County Council has today revealed details of where €70 million in roads funding is set to be spent in Donegal this year. More details on our website, highlandradio.com. We're back with more at 6 p.m.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, March the 1st. The death has taken place of John P. McBride, Cranford. House private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Colm Gallagher, Ballintemple, Fulcara, County Donegal. His remains will repose at his late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The wake is private to family, close friends and relatives. Funeral mass on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv or Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Annie Gallagher, Derry's Glenties. Remains reposing at her home with rosary at 9 o'clock each night. Funeral mass in St Connell's Church, Glenties, on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. House private from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Bridget Hume, née Hagen, 6 Iona Park, Derry. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 11:30 for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Long Tower. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if wished to Deeds at Care of the Old Library Trust, Central Drive, Craig in Derry. The death has occurred of Rose Irwin, née Quinn, Ballyarl, Killigordon. Funeral from her late home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the parish's Facebook page. The house is strictly private to family and close friends. The death has occurred of Patrick Porter, Ballinlock, Dumfries, Clonmany. His remains will be reposing at his family home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private to family, friends and neighbours, please. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Patrick's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of James Gallagher, Cranroad, Kilcar. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass in St Carthas Church, Kilcar at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Kilcar Cemetery. The death has taken place of Philip Hurl, St Bodin's, Kildaff. His remains are reposing at Collins' funeral premises, Kildaff, where you can pay your respects today until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for 12 noon requiem mass in St Mary's Church at Bogan, Kildaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Philip's funeral mass can be viewed live at kildaffparish.com. The death has taken place of David Mullins, Lighthouse Road, Armour Island. How strictly private to family and close family friends, please. Funeral mass on Thursday in St Crone's Church, Armour Island at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kevin Harper, 1 Columkill Close, Kerrykeel, formerly St Mary's Terrace, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Massmount, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Remelton. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary McGee, Mary Bella, Mahara Clohar, Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her residence with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by burial in Mahara Gallen Cemetery. Wake private to family, close friends and neighbours, please, and strictly private from after the rosary. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the Gillespie Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the Chat Bubble Wirra webcam. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Aras Gidor. And the death has taken place of Molly McElhinney, née Doherty, 334 Conyborough Road, Lifford, and formerly of Glen McQuinn, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 11:20 for requiem mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private to family and close friends only, please. The requiem mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.